small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Pilar Alessandro.
And this is the final live recording in the Rock Room West.
I know.
Woo!
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 We're looking around, as Pat says this, he's looking around at his empty walls.
It's not empty though. The room is not empty yet.
Well, comparatively,
I mean, it's not empty.
Florida ceiling signed albums are gone. Packed up, mind you.
Packed up.
Not gone.
This is not empty.
Yeah. Do people know about your new rock room
that doesn't exist yet?
It doesn't exist, but we've got like the perfect little room off the garage to be drywalled. It's just perfect. That was actually the minute I saw that. That's when I started recording, and I was like, we found the house.
That's how we choose to live places. If it has a tiki bar, move in. If it has a room off the garage, move in.
Right. It was so funny. In both cases, it's true. The tiki bar for this house.
How's the plumbing? I don't care.
And
who cares?
There's no tiki bar in the new house, but yeah, I saw this tiki bar outside of the house we currently live in, and I'm like, we must live here. And Pat was like, maybe we should go inside.
Maybe we should look around. Oh, it's infested with hornets and rats. Okay, we're still moving.
Tiki bar.
So let me tell you this. Today is a Patreon episode.
Okay.
Patreon curated episode, best of 2024. Now, moving forward for a couple months anyway, there's not going to be any Monday bonus episodes. There's still going to be Patreon episodes once a month where you guys can get involved, but they're not going to drop on Monday. I'm going to have to use those for regular episodes until I can get this up and running full steam again.
Sure.
You know, I have many, many episodes in the can, so I'm not going to miss any episodes, but I'm also not going to be able to drop a Monday bonus episode I'm kind of thinking probably till April, beginning of April.
I will believe that when I see it, because you love doing this so much.
I know.
That
I'm still going to have to record episodes.
Yeah.
But just like, instead of burning a great Patreon episode as a bonus episode, I'm just going to have to use that for a Thursday episode.
Makes sense. That does make sense.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody understands.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's that one guy that doesn't. Fuck this. I'm out. I give $2 a month. No longer, suckers. So this is the best of 2024.
Okay.
Best songs as curated by the Patreon listeners. The most artists I listened to this year, according to my Amazon Music, were Stevie Nicks, Bob Seger, and Bon Jovi. So I'm right there on the cutting edge of what's new with kids, what they like music-wise. I listened to more Stevie Nicks, Bob Seger, and Bon Jovi this year than any other artist.
I can vouch for that.
I know. Also, the Guess Who, Partridge Family, these are some of the bands that were some of my faves. I think they're going to have bright careers.
Do you think?
I do. I really do think so.
Wow.
So today is January 5th. It's my last day at Trader Joe's. Not going to be fun.
Oh, my God.
Not going to be fun.
Oh, my God. Pat's already crying because people keep giving him, like, cards and saying how much they appreciate him and love him. And, oh, my God.
It's very difficult.
It's I don't think anybody who's left Trader Joe's in Encino has had this kind of impact.
I don't want to say that.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely true. You are the fun dad of Trader Joe's, and everybody feels such a weird attachment to you that I'm uncomfortable. But I also think it's kind of cool.
Speaking of it, when you say dad, I made a joke the other day, and one of the young kids goes, "That's a good dad joke." I go, "Hey, when you make a joke now, can I say, hey, what a nice baby joke? Oh, look at a little baby joke you made. Oh, isn't that a cool baby joke?" And the guy that we were waiting on at the register was laughing so hard. I'm like, "Oh, you're going to make some more immature jokes, baby?" Because I don't feel like I make dad jokes. I feel like I make jokes. Just because I'm a dad doesn't make it a dad joke. And just because you're a little tiny baby doesn't make your joke teenage baby joke.
Or maybe it wasn't that strong a joke and they were just
very
strong. They were just very strong. Being a little, you know, trying to appease you. Very, yes. Ha ha.
Very fucking strong joke.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the joke?
I can't remember because I do so many per day. trying to keep everything light until I have to yell at one of them, like I did in front of people. Fake yell. They love when I fake yell. What else was I going to say? Also, so today's January 5th, Sunday. January 7th, which is Tuesday, my car gets taken away.
I know. What are we going to do?
Well, it was repossessed. No, it's getting, what do they call it? Shipped? Towed?
Yeah, we're shipping your
car.
They
ship it. They put it on a, it goes on a, by boat, right?
That's right.
Go down below around Mexico, and then they come up and then to North Carolina.
Yes.
And then
yes.
they drive it from the Outer Banks 5 hours to Winston-Salem. It's inexpensive. It's like $400 to do that if you go by boat. No.
If you go by boat.
Yeah. And then on the 8th, the moving truck comes.
Yes. And none of this, by the way, is inexpensive. This is, we might as well move into the moving truck.
I thought you were going to say none of this is interesting to the listeners.
Or interesting to the listeners,
Yeah, so and we're pretty good. We're pretty good, but if you look around, there's a lot of stuff that can be thrown in a box very quickly. Just hasn't been yet.
Yeah, well, we like save dishes and clothes, right? You gotta wear stuff. You gotta eat. Yeah.
But we're weeding, you know, donating stuff, making trips to Goodwill, and
all we found eBaying out is stuff. It's not about packing up. It's about what you get rid of.
Yeah, it's about what you get rid of.
We have a garage full of stuff that just when we think we've gone through every box, it's like, here's another box full of kids.
What the hell is this?
Kids, their pictures and their pipe cleaner stuff. And, you know, every once in a while, there's something really meaningful in there. So you have to go through every single one.
And then you're really weighing, you're like, this is really a lot of work was put into this. She was 3. I know. But, I mean, look how good she was for 3. You know, because it's your kid. If anyone else looked at it, it's garbage. And then, then you put that in a box. But we had giant bins, like 5 of those.
Yeah.
Of just, so look, if you're a new parent.
Yes.
Don't save everything.
Start taking pictures.
And if you do save everything, at the end of each year, go through it. And pull out what you want.
That's a good idea.
Or, since we're in the digital age, yes, take a picture. If it's that good, you're going to frame it. Or you're going to hang it on the fridge. Mm-hmm. And if it's not worth your refrigerator, take a picture of it.
Right.
Throw it away.
Right.
That's what I'm going to say. I know you're not going to do it. You're still going to save everything. But if you get to this point where you have to go, you're going to be happy that you listen to me.
We're the ghost of Christmas future. Listen to us.
I also feel that we've done our kids a good service because when we pass, they're not going to have as much shit to go through. Yes. They'll have thousands of CDs.
We're going to be around for 30 more years at least. That's 30 more years of junk we can acquire.
Just trying to get through the day. I'm day by day. Take it day by day. Just trying to get through today.
Okay.
Never going to get through the day. I almost cried at the register the first hour yesterday.
Aww.
Because 2 people I don't see a lot came up to me and like, it's your last day. And I was like, I can't. I'm not going to make it. And I looked up and I saw our mate Roberto, and he's looking at me, and he just like gave me a nod, like it'll be okay. But that didn't make it.
Look,
better.
You're gonna tear up right now.
I can't help it. How do people not cry? You know what I mean? Who are the people that don't get emotional?
Well, I think people get emotional. I don't think people get as emotional as you.
Why do I get so emotional?
Well, you have a heart. You have a heart that is 10 sizes bigger than everybody else's. You have a heart condition.
That sounds like heart disease. I thought that's what Murray had.
Oh, poor Murray. Don't
we joke? We joke in front of him. He knows
say
it.
That, you know.
He has t-shirts that say barf heart because that's what he calls his own heart because it's a mess.
I know we're moving on, but since we're
not
talking about.
What do you mean we're moving on? You're not in charge of this.
Since we were talking about the things we were going to move, I just have to add one more thing.
Oh, no.
All right. Yes. Kids stuff, yes, so much. But when you're married to Pat Francis, how many boxes of physical CDs? CDs.
I never thought they were going to be have to be moved away.
Physical CDs, a technology that nobody even listens to anymore.
They're coming back.
How many?
Why do we buy our child a boombox for her birthday then?
Because she's in a phase. How many boxes?
I'm in a phase.
Of CDs?
I'm still in a phase. I'm in 2 phases.
It's got to be what?
Here's my 2 phases. Yeah. I still buy CDs and I'm in love with you. Those are my 2 phases.
Oh, that's very nice. And DVDs.
Well,
DVDs.
Look, I feel like
when
those,
we watch everything streaming, everything.
I got to be honest with you. I about a year and a half ago, I started to stream a Marvel movie. Uh-huh. And I was like, it doesn't really look that great. It doesn't look as good as I remember it. And then I popped my Blu-ray in, fucking thousand times, a million times better than streaming. The picture and audio quality. Like,
I hope it's...
Oh, it is.
Yes.
A million.
Well...
A gazillion. Gajillion.
Transfer that into dollars because Bajillion. That's how much it's got to be better. Yes.
And when I pass, the children will be able to sell these antiquated things.
No,
and people
they won't because there won't be any technology to play them
selling
on.
Selling so much stuff right now. People are buying stuff like crazy. Sold electronic battleship today, $30.
Oh, this is good. Yeah. Yay.
I got to find a box for that thing before my car's taken away because I can't walk to the post office, so I got to mail it before
Gone. Aw, boo-hoo. Okay.
Be quiet. I also sold your piano books. Learn to play the piano.
I have a piano.
With Karen.
And a box of piano books.
Hi, I'm Karen Piano Note.
Okay, I did buy a $90.
I'm not calling you Karen. That was just the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah, be careful about that.
Yeah, you bought a box of, and they weighed a fucking ton.
Yeah, I did. I bought this like starter set, which I never started.
Nine hardback volumes. No, you just learn on your own.
I did learn on my own.
All right. Moving on.
Okay.
We're still packing. First up, make sure everything's turned on. Brian Raisin. Let's see what he's bringing to the party.
All right. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Brian Raisin from Appleton, Wisconsin. One of my favorite tracks that came out this year is Blame It on Tuesday by Megan Farrell. It's a great pop rock song about fighting through whatever's got you down because things will get better, right? I mean, don't they have to? She released it on her album Motherland this August and performed an album release concert during the Milo Music Festival. It was an absolute blast. You can take this one right from the top. Hope you all enjoy. Take care.
Another silly broken heart. Is this all there is? It's all I got. Yeah, I got nothing left to give. No, I can't even give two shits about whatever hell this is. I'm tired of this fire burning all the good stuff down. In this moment, we're all broken and living in an empty house. I feel stupid and useless when I try to figure this one out. It can't always be this way. So I blame it on Tuesday.
Wow.
That's fun.
Kind of gave me a chill. That was a good song, Brian Raisin.
Yeah. Who was that again?
That was Brian Raisin?
No, the artist?
Megan Farrell. Wow. That's pretty cool.
All right.
We started out strong. Not with one of my stupid songs. I didn't really pick any songs today.
You don't?
Maybe a play out song.
Okay.
Maybe I'll jump in here from time to time.
Okay.
All right. This guy was in the Rock Room earlier in the year, and we recorded an episode track by track of the Deadpool and Wolverine soundtrack. So let's see what Travis Kennedy is bringing to the party.
Salutations, pod people.
Oh,
and
sorry,
hello
Travis.
To you,
hold on.
Pat. Greetings and salutations, pod people. And hello to you, Pat, and anyone else that's possibly sitting in that co-host chair with you.
Me.
Talking about 2024 here. What a whirlwind year. Found out that we were going to be having a child. Then 4 days ago, our son was born.
Oh.
And probably the most important thing was that we finally got Wolverine in the yellow costume, live action. Mind blown. Hugh Jackman did it. I mean, nothing's topping that. But we're here to talk about music, right? Favorite song of the year. This album came out back in March. It was from one of my favorite bands called Strung Out. The album's called Dead Rebellion. When the last track on the album started rolling, I was instantly hooked. Probably listened to it 5 times on repeat. Gets me jacked when I'm at the gym. All that fun stuff. The song is called Plastic Skeletons. It's got a great little drum fill at the beginning.
It's actually, I purchased this song off of the iTunes music store, Travis, and it's actually called Plastic Skeletos, unless there's a
typo.
A typo on the iTunes store.
I bet there is.
Skeletos is what it says.
Then it's skeletons. Have I'm going to go with him.
Have you ever seen my feet? I have skeletos.
Is it skeletons? Okay.
Sorry to interrupt, Travis. I feel like he's wrong or I'm wrong. I'm going to back it up 2 seconds.
Okay. I think there's...
Back to Travis.
Okay.
He had a baby this year, but he's more impressed with Wolverine.
I know. That was funny. What the best thing is...
I can't wait to Halloween pictures this year because Travis is going to be Deadpool and the little kid's going to be Wolverine.
Oh, and so it begins.
And hopefully the wife's naughty nurse or something. Right?
Just
Halloween's the best because all the women costumes have naughty right before them.
In your mind. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. In my dirty mind.
Drum fill at the beginning, a breakdown towards the end that just brings it all home. Everything about this song is great. Started about 13 seconds. Probably don't bother adjusting your volume. Just trust. And we'll see you in 2025. Pat, good luck with the new adventure that life is bringing you on. And, well... We'll have a good one.
Thank you.
Later.
Sounds like Judas Priest right here, Travis. All right, fantastic.
Wow, that drumming was incredible.
That was incredible. Now, when Pilar likes a song, it just plays and plays and plays. But then when there's a song like this, she'll nod like after a certain...
No. I get worried.
We've heard enough.
No, I just get worried that too much of the song is playing.
Everyone go out and buy the new album by Strung Out and the new album by Megan Farrell. We're promoting the music here. We're not making money from the music. We're promoting the music. Because I know there's a million people out there today that do not know those two bands.
Is it true?
And now they're going to go buy at least those two songs, maybe the whole album.
That's true.
All right, coming up next, Joe Reynolds. Now, Joe Reynolds lives in Philly. I've never met him. Me, him, and Dave Festini are in a text thread that we text every day.
I can't believe that you still haven't met him and you talk to him every day. I can vouch for that.
I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. We're moving to the East Coast.
That's true.
So, you know, getting closer. And it's a wild text thread at times. I mean, I think one day I was reading it and someone over my shoulder goes, why is there an eggplant emoji there? I'm like, well, there's a lot of emojis, people,
there
in this text thread.
Well,
it's not for wives.
It's not for
wives. It's not for children.
You're just sending
for men.
Homoerotic images to each other.
I don't know if that's what we're doing.
That's why it's just for men.
Because sometimes someone will send like a picture of a puppy and then we'll send like... the eggplant emoji, like just to be stupid.
So you want to screw the dog. Is this what you're saying?
Fucking cute puppy.
All right.
So this is Joe Reynolds. And his son, Max, has now gotten into vinyl. And I kind of believe that Joe introduced him to vinyl. And now Joe is paying the price because the kid has like 80 vinyls already. And he loves vinyl. And if the kid sees a vinyl, he says, can we get that? And Joe says, yes. So I think this is one of the artists that Joe and Max like. So let's listen to Joe.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. Joe Reynolds from Philly here. My favorite song of 2024 is No One Gets Out Alive by Maggie Rose. The song was written by Maggie and Natalie Hemby and also Sonny Sweeney. The album of the same name is on Rolling Stone's Best Albums of 2024 list and also nominated for a Grammy for Best Americana Album. It's difficult to highlight the song in a 90-second clip, but hopefully if you like what you hear, you seek it out and check out the whole song. Thanks, Pat.
Watch the sky from a hill. Do what you can to make time stand still. 'Cause you know no one gets out alive.
Yeah. Belting it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. What does the term Americana mean? Is that like country, but they're trying to be cool?
Americana. Let me look it up. Because like in my head, I know what it is. And this is with a lot of music. But I don't know how to describe it.
Like
to
the category. Has this been a Rolling Stones category for a long time?
I don't know. Americana is an amalgam. Is that how you say it? Amalgam of American music formed by the confluence of the... of the shared and varied traditions that make up the musical ethos of the United States of America, with particular emphasis on music historical development in the American South.
Isn't that like folk music?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
That's a lot.
All right.
I thought it was going to be
folk music meets country, it sounds like.
Sure.
Okay.
What if folk music and country music had a baby? Ah!
Oh, man.
What?
Is that a new thing that you do?
No.
Don't do it anymore.
I just did it right now.
Wow.
Made me laugh. Okay, so that was Joe Reynolds. So now we got to do Dave Fastini.
Okay. Hi, Dave.
Now, Dave Fastini has a unique way of introing everything.
Okay.
So don't take offense to it.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello, dickheads. Man, has it been another year already? An entire year? Good God, time moves quickly. But I hope everyone's doing well. It's David Fastini in Northern New Jersey. Hello, rock solid faithful. This was a tough one, because there were a couple of acts this year that really struck my fancy. You know, and it was always Rick Springfield. He was spitting into people's mouths. That was, could have chosen that one.
So Rick Springfield has a new single out.
Okay.
And there's a line about that. I think he said something like, I love when you spit in my mouth.
What?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, all my Rick Springfield fantasies out the window. Never again.
I think he's a weird old man now.
Clearly.
Okay. Okay. All right. Should we continue with Dave?
We should.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Continue, dickhead.
Didn't. But I came down to two. One being Spencer Sutherland, a solo act who, man, if you take a lot of Queen, a little Elton John, some Billy Joel, maybe a little Bowie, shake it up, you get Spencer Sutherland. His album was amazing. But my number one choice of 2024 had to be a brother and sister duo. They're also a band. It's a whole outfit. Named Lawrence
the Carpenters,
who I actually had the pleasure of seeing live at Radio City Music Hall, and they're just amazing. Just amazing. Incredible musicians. Such a refreshing, so funky and high energy. Like, if you get a chance to see them, please take it, because they're absolutely amazing. And the song that I'm going to play for you today is What You Want off of the album Family Business. Pat, I wish you the best of luck as you move your family business all the way across the country.
True.
And everybody else out there, have an awesome 2025. Pat, thank you so much for everything this year. All of the Patreon episodes and the Versus episodes. And I'm just really looking forward to a great 2025. Lawrence, What You Want. Enjoy.
It does sound like it would be a fun show.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think? People dancing in the aisles?
It's awesome. Her voice is incredible. She actually sounded a little like a young Michael Jackson in the beginning.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go ahead, Pilar.
I was just wondering, So everybody who has Best of 24, these are all new, well, not new artists, but artists you haven't heard, right? Most of the time.
You know what I listen to. I listen to Stevie Nicks.
Right. So what if you listen to the albums of all of the artists that are on there?
Like, maybe I will.
Like the album they picked from. And
I listen to the whole album.
Yeah, listen to the whole album. Because don't you do an album?
A day.
A day, right? Yeah. And then you could do that. And that would also give you some new faves.
I have another idea.
What?
Why don't you do that?
Because I'm not the person who's in the music business. I don't go around listening to music.
Pilar watches a movie a day, though. And you watch all the new movies that come out.
Watch all the new movies, but I don't watch a movie a day.
One new movie every day. That's what you should do. Movie a day with Pilar Alessandra.
I do not. Right. I do not. But I'm. But
no,
yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
That's a good idea. All right.
Now, we can talk to the kids.
We can talk to the kids, yeah.
Huh.
And they can tell their little teen baby jokes. And I'll know their baby music now. Ooh. Okay.
I meant our kids. I love I said the kids and you went to the people from Trader Joe's.
I don't think
Joe's.
Of our kids.
Yes.
They've been around for 20 to 24 years.
Oh, man. Maybe you should get out.
Talk to our kids?
Yes.
They don't like talking to us. Other kids, like the kids I talk to, they don't want to talk to their parents.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So they talk to me.
They certainly do.
All right. I didn't tell you this, but I want to tell you this. This happened, Sunday?
Are we adopting one of your friends at Trader Joe's again?
Remember when you were on the podcast a while back and I told you the story about the woman at Trader Joe's? She said she was a happening chick. Sandra?
Yes, I think so. Right. The one who was kind of coming on to you, that person.
Yes.
And she's that's right. No, wait. I do remember Sandra, frozen food.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Is she back?
Well, she's never left, but I've managed to avoid her until this past Friday evening.
Oh, no.
I turn the corner and there she is and she sees me and she goes, "Hey, did you ever find that dentist you were looking for?"
Oh, no. Here, let me spit in your mouth.
And I said, oh, please. And I said, no. I go, I have a dentist, Dr. Dan Hilton. Oh, that's right. I'm the one that needs a dentist. I've been looking for a dentist, Dr. Dan Hilton. She goes, "Hey, listen to this. Now I have and she called it something. And she goes, "I have this in my one front tooth here." And I go, "Okay." And she goes, "It's a cavity." But she called it something else.
An abscess.
Something. I don't know what she called it because I'm half listening at this point. And then she said, and I don't even know how I got that because you know what? She goes, "I brush 5 times a day. I floss 3 times. I got a water pick. It's orgasmic." That's what she says. It's orgasmic. I go, "Yeah, that's great. You know, I'm just like, that's great." And then she goes, "So I went to this other dentist the other day." And then she stops in the middle of her sentence. So I'm going to do it the way she did. She goes, "So I went to this new dentist the other day. And hey, your hair looks great." And then she just kept going. Like, I just said, thank you. And then she keeps going. She goes, "And the woman there, the hygienist, she was not nice. I think she was on her period."
Oh, God.
So it's always it's just so fucking much.
I love, though, that she's continued a conversation with you. Like, it's she never stopped.
7 months ago.
Having this conversation about her dentist.
And I am just like, dear. And then my coworkers are walking by because they know this woman. Mm-hmm. And Lee walks by and Lee, she gives me a look like, someone has a fan. I was like, shut the fuck up, Lee. You know, that's the look I gave back to Lee. Mm-hmm. So finally a customer comes up. He goes, "Excuse me, I have a question." I'm like, "Oh my God, yeah, yes, what is it? Whatever you want to ask me." And he wants to know where Parmesan cheese is. So I said, "I'll be right back." That's what I say to Sandra. I'm never fucking coming back to this conversation. So we go and I show him where it is. I go, "Is there anything else you're looking for?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm looking for flaxseed." I go, "Let's go, but we're going to go all the way around this way." So as we're walking around, he goes, "I'm sorry to interrupt your conversation." I go, "Oh, you didn't interrupt."
No.
And then he goes, "I saved you." I go, "Oh, you saved me." He goes, and I said, "And thank you." So I take him to the other thing and then I go in the back and then I just hide back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm back there for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I come back in the store and she's still around. But I successfully avoided her. And then eventually she was at another one of the older gentlemen's, Bob's register. And
don't tell her that you're moving because she might show up. Your stalker might show up.
Oh my God. If she would find out where I lived, it would be orgasmic. she says, I'm like, "Why are you saying this? Why are you saying orgasmic? you know, why are you saying look period that. Really
you know,
loud?
You're, you know.
My hair must look
when,
great
when
that day.
When you're though. A babe magnet like that, you can't help yourself.
I mean, there's part of me that's like, how long do I hang in here? How crazy is this story going to get? But then I just wasn't into it that night. I just wanted to get away. Right. I did not want to be trapped. I was in the middle of doing stuff.
Sure.
So I needed, I was in the middle. If I wasn't working hard at the store, maybe. But yeah, so that was my new Sandra story.
There you go.
It's not as good as the original.
Sandra, I might have to kick your ass. Sorry.
Anyway, she looks like Angeline's younger sister. Terrible face work.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and when she talks about her teeth.
When I think about Angelina, I think about face. But okay, yeah.
Not Angelina Jolie.
Angeline. Yeah.
And when she talks about her teeth, she like put her pinky in her and like pull her lip down, like as if to show me.
Pat, you have to move on. You've become Sandra at this point.
I should have spit right in her mouth because she's like that.
Music.
I try to tell comedy. This is a comedy podcast for all things music. I know. So I try to throw out some comedy sometimes.
Gone on a bit.
Too much?
Yes.
Here's a guy. He's got a song.
Okay.
Hi, Pat and Rockstar listeners. Alex Peek here. Reflecting on the year of 2024, some legacy bands I enjoy released new albums this year, that being Alkaline Trio, The Aquabats, The Offspring, Green Day, and Sum 41. But a newer band that I discovered via Spotify suggestion is a band called The Fatal Flaw. I really enjoy this band because they kind of mix a lot of good pop punk, but also some Beach Boys inflection, and just really great harmonies throughout all their music. They released a couple of singles this year, and hopefully with the anticipation of releasing another new album in the year of 2025. One of the songs I'm picking they released this year is called Stop Pushing Me Away, and Pat, if you can go ahead and start it from the top, and enjoy The Fatal Flaw.
That's
funny,
fun.
You know how, I don't know if it's like old ears, but like whenever I listen to stuff I've never heard before, I'm like, oh, that person's really influenced by, or that sounds like, you know, I'm always kind of going back to a certain voice or musicality from the past, you know?
Well, I mean, he did say all the influence that song.
Yeah, you can really, really hear it.
My email just popped up. Oh, I got an email from Netflix, honey. It says, we are sorry to see you go. And that email comes from 263@craftgifts.com. So certainly that's Netflix.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
I think you should click the link.
Oh, you
there.
Know what? It says update now. Should I just click that?
Oh, you totally should.
Do we have, do you have a credit card handy that I could just, you know, update our account? Who, and we know who falls for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Tell them who.
No.
Tell him who falls for stuff like that. It's not Pilar.
No. Okay. It's my dad.
So he did tell them. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's just, we were not going to get into it.
No,
but
we're
anyway,
not. But
look, if there's anyone out there that's older than us, just look at the email address.
Or sit your older parent down.
And show them.
And show them how to recognize this kind of stuff. Yeah. Because to my shock, they really do fall for it, and then it can mean anything you ever thought you were inheriting will never come to you.
See, this is the one time that I'm glad that my mom doesn't have email and
right.
stuff, because she would be clicking on everything.
Yep.
Everything.
Yep.
Well, they sent me an email. It had the logo. No, it's not. You look at the email address.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Here we go. We're flying right along. I know
Pat
you don't
Francis
think we are.
And the Rock Solid Nation. This is Tor Hansen. Happy 2025 to you. Hope your holidays were good. I am bringing you my pick for Song of the Year, and this was a hard one because I had about 20 songs that are all pretty equal this year. This one stood out because I think it's the most important of them. This is called Tranarchy in the UK, featuring the band Thought Crime. It is by Anna Pest, a Canadian artist, fronted by April Hutchins, a trans woman. This is a razor to the face of the anti-trans movement. No mincing of words here. April just sings it like it is and embodies all the fear and pain going through that community, and it should be going through all of us who are decent human beings. Having said that, this is a very abrasive song, and I bring you a lot of shit that other people don't generally write in with, so I'm not going to blow you out with it. We're gonna land in the bridge, give you all the sort of mellower stuff, then give you a little taste of what the rest of the song sounds like, and get out. Thank you, Pat. I hope you have a great move. I hope everything is peaceful, and we will see you on the other side. Happy 2025.
And you told me that this wasn't what you had in mind. I played your silly games, now I'm here. Are you giving me a shame and fear? You told me it was just a fucking waste of my time. Now you're in my way. Get it, girl. You get it, girl. Now you're in my way. You had to look what your eyes were hard enough to wander across my brain. I'm giving to the love that breathe. And by the heart, we love to wander.
Hello.
That's yeah. Usually what Tor sends in, something that sounds all like this.
Wow.
Tor, good message, good song, and the best to everyone in 2025.
Tor, are you a writer? Is Tor a writer?
I don't know if he's a writer.
The way he expressed himself, you know, I was just like, wow, a razor to the face of the anti-trans movement.
Yeah.
If you go back and just listen to his introduction, like, he's just so well-spoken.
Is he eloquent?
It's the words that he mm-hmm. picked. I'm just, and he's not reading anything, you can tell.
Yeah.
Tor, you must be a writer. You're very, very good. Okay, sorry. Moving on.
Maybe he's a smart guy.
He's really smart.
Hey, smart guy.
I mean, yeah.
All right.
That's all I can say is, I mean, yeah. That's my eloquent response.
And I just said, hey, smart guy.
Hey.
Hey. All right, this next song coming up. This was actually when I recorded the episode with Mike, Murray, and Christy. This was one of my five favorite songs of 2024.
Okay.
And I had this lead singer on my podcast this year,
okay.
Biff Byford. The band is Saxon. They're a British heavy metal band
okay. That
has been around for, I don't know, over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
In Great Britain, they're legends.
Okay.
And here, if you know about them, you like them.
Okay.
And so here we go.
Wait,
and I know you've heard
this
song.
You're playing yours.
No, I'm saying the next person's song is a song that
okay, got it.
We, all right. Me and this person have this song in common this year.
I see.
All right. Turn up the sound. Gonna click play. And here we go.
Hey, Pat and all the Rock Solid listeners. It's Stephen from New Jersey via Manchester, England. And favorite song of 2024... There's a lot of good stuff that came out this year and a lot of stuff I'm probably forgetting, but one song that always is in my mind and goes onto every playlist that I make is Saxon and Madame Guillotine from the Hellfire and Damnation album. I first saw this band in 1984 at the Manchester Apollo and they were amazing. And I just saw them again in New Jersey and they were just as fantastic. So yeah, my nomination is Madame Guillotine, and enjoy everybody. Thanks a lot for everything you do, Pat. Take care.
They call me the Jet. Bye.
It's a modern day heavy metal classic from the British heavy metal band Legends, Saxon.
Let me introduce you to Madame Guillotine.
Guillotine. You know, now I thought it was pronounced, now he says guillotine and Stephen Kurtz said guillotine. I always thought it was pronounced guillotine.
Maybe we've just been saying
it
wrong.
Yeah. I mean, there's many ways to say words, right?
Many.
Right?
Sure.
Now, look, why don't you listen to that album in its entirety? Hellfire and Damnation.
I'm just suggesting that
I want
it
you
might
to listen to a Saxon
a
album.
Fun way, you know, you're listening to everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything sounds really cool, right? It's they've curated new artists for you.
Like Saxon.
Saxon would be one of them because you already
have that album.
Right. So you check that one off your list.
I love it. Madame Guillotine. All right. Now this next gentleman and his wife and son Bradley stayed here this past year.
That's right.
So this is Mike Drew from Canada. Those people were so mean.
Oh, they were the worst.
I just mean Canadians in general.
Oh, God.
Rude.
Yeah. Never say they're sorry.
Nope. Sorry.
Hey, Pat, rock solid listeners and possible co-host, It's Mike Drew from just outside of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And as we reflect back at 2024, the musical highs and lows, one of my definite musical highs was being out in California back earlier in the year with my family, getting a chance to sit in the co-host chair of the Rock Solid podcast, probably in the very room that Pat is currently in, to record an episode about Britpop. And back in March when we did that, I talked about how my favorite album of the year so far was A Matter of Time by Shed 7, which had come out on January 5th. Well, guess what? It's December 4th as I record this, and it's still my favorite album of the year. I love it. I'm going to choose the song Talk of the Town. It's kind of a good indicator of the album. It's got a great, summery, fun vibe to it. And if you like what you hear here, you'll probably love the album. Anyway, look after each other as we wind down this year, because when we get into 2025, fingers crossed, everything goes great. And I hope all of you have these in. Look after each other and take care.
That band is Shed 7, and that song is Talk of the Town. And Pilar will be listening to that whole album today.
No, I could see that becoming a favorite Pat album.
I do like it. I like all these songs.
Sounds like all the stuff that
I like. All the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the songs. Now, the next two intros talk about the same artist.
Okay.
So for 2024, the artist they're going to talk about, of all my listeners, these two guys decided to participate and pick the same artist. Different songs.
Yeah.
Same album.
Must be a good album.
Same artist.
Okay.
Let's find out.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Joe Thomas from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Now, I haven't listened to a whole lot of new music the past few years. I've been mostly looking for music I overlooked when I was younger. However, two bands that I have enjoyed listening to the past 30-something years are the Pixies and the Breeders. Kim Deal was in both these bands, so when I heard she was releasing a solo album last month, I thought I would check it out. The album is called Nobody Loves You More. The track I picked from this album is called A Good Time Pushed. So thanks again, Pat. I hope everyone had a nice 2024. So here's Kim Deal with A Good Time Pushed.
Thank you.
deal.
Were you a Pixies fan?
I am not. I'm not a Pixies fan, but I'm not a Pixies fan. Mm-hmm. But I did see them. They played in Pasadena a couple years ago.
Oh, cool.
I was at that show. So the next person also has stayed here before, and he picked Kim Deal.
Hmm.
So here's Steve-O.
Hi, Pat and everybody. This is Steve-O Dockerson with another indie rock bop that most of you only have a passing knowledge of. I feel like Rock Solid is very much a record store where Pat is the owner and the co-hosts all work there. Occasionally, an artist comes in to do an audio signing. And if that's the case, I'm definitely the guy who leaves his CDs in the store player until somebody inevitably asks, who put this on? Me. I did. Kim Deal is in the Breeders, who did the 1990s MTV staple song Cannonball. She's the twin sister of the lead singer Kelly Deal, but she's had her own career releasing music with the band R-Ring. Her solo album, Nobody Loves You More, came out in late 2024, and it is amazing. This album is fantastic, and I'm going to say it's more accessible than some of the other offerings that I bring to the show. Anyway, here's the title track, started off at the cue point. Thanks for letting me be part of the show. Tell your friends you love them. Goodbye.
I don't know where I am, and I don't care. I just stop at the sight of you standing there.
That one even
yeah,
better.
Yeah, I like that really one better like too.
That reminded me like a...
No
like,
offense to the other intro and the other song, but yeah.
No, not the intro, the songs.
No, I'm talking about the former, the guy who went before Steve-O.
Yeah. What? No, this was Steve-O's.
Right. You said this. You like this song better than the song that was played before by the same artist.
Right.
And I said, no offense to that song.
Right, to that song.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So, it reminded me of like something from the 60s that like it would be like in a movie.
Do you
know what I mean?
Yeah, at first I thought, I always think James Bond when I hear that.
But it has
kind of 60s.
Yeah.
You know, James Bond in the Sean Connery era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what's happening with the James Bond franchise right now.
Who's going to be the next James Bond?
They don't have anyone picked. They don't have a script. Amazon now owns the rights to MGM, which means Amazon kind of owns a lot of the Bond, you know, name right now. Mm-hmm. And they want to do a Bond TV series for Amazon. You know that's not what it's supposed to be.
That's not what it's supposed to be.
So I don't know.
Have you seen?
I don't know how old I'll be when I see another James Bond movie.
Have you seen The Jackal? It's a TV show and it stars that guy who's got red
Eddie
hair.
Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen it?
Eddie Redhair.
Yes. Have you seen it?
No, you told me it was okay.
Well, you know, it's very stylistic. I kind of like dropped out because of story reasons.
Not a good recommendation.
But it is trying very hard to be Bond-like, including the music and the titles.
All right.
And if you're a Bond lover, which you are, mm-hmm. I think that you'd like it. There's so much style in this
I'll
show.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Is Eddie Redmayne tough? He doesn't look
tough.
You
know what? He like ends up...
So he's a good actor.
Yeah, he gets... in the beginning, I was like, oh, this guy. And then I was like, wow, he is wildly attractive, which I never thought of before.
No.
But it's because he was able to like take on this persona and this kind of Bond-ish.
Is there eye candy for the dudes in this show?
There's always, look, the world is filled with eye candy for
where,
dudes.
Where is it? Oh, there you are. Now, here's my takeaway from your review of Jackal. Have you watched The Jackal yet? Yeah, I didn't like it.
No, I mean, I
you said you,
know,
you stopped watching.
You know
it.
Me with story, right? Like if I'm not like completely like compelled by the story, I'm gonna go on to one of 500 other things that are streaming.
And
right?
You don't like all action,
right? If it's no story. Just action, I'm just kind of like okay, but it looks good.
So sadly, this summer you must go see Mission Impossible 8: The Final Reckoning with me.
That's
it
okay.
might be nine.
That's okay
maybe it's nine.
You and I have a history of going to those movies,
yes.
right? It was like when we first started dating. What number were we on? Was it one?
I think we've seen them all.
Yeah.
All of them, I think, happened while we were dating.
Aw.
All right. Thank you, Tom Cruise. So Hector Contreras, who bought me the amazing bottle of Bob Dylan Homesick Blues whiskey, bourbon, whatever you want to call it, that me and my poker buddies tore through 80% of it the first night, and then I took it back for the second game when we killed it. But I kept that bottle because it's beautiful. So anyway, Hector didn't have time to get an intro in, but he still wanted me to hear his song, which is, the song is called Good News by the band Shaboozy. And so I'm going to do him a solid and play it.
Okay.
And that was your intro, Hector.
A rock solid?
Good. I did him a rock solid.
Here you
yeah.
go.
There's a movie from the maybe late 80s, early 90s called An Innocent Man, where Tom Selleck goes to prison for killing someone that he did not kill. He did not kill. He's the innocent man.
He's an innocent man.
But when he's in prison, in order to survive, he eventually has to kill someone or be killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
And F. Murray Abraham is in the movie.
Oh.
And he has a line that I never forget. It just cracks me up. He says, "Don't go talking out of the side of your neck while I'm trying to do you a solid." So,
do you think he's just screwed up the line? Should it be out of the side of your mouth?
He says the side of your neck.
Side of your neck.
Yeah.
Because there's like no mouth there. You can't really talk out of the side of your neck.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm not going to fuck around with him. He's in the general population in prison. Whatever he says, he's Salieri.
That's all right.
I don't even know if I said that right. Salieri.
Salieri?
Salieri. Let me try again. All right. This is Good News, chosen by Hector Contreras, with no intro because he didn't have time. And the band's called Shaboozy. By the way, when we drank that booze, we were Shaboozy.
You Shaboozy.
Hector likes a cocktail.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going
through. That is a cool song.
I like it. Is that Americana music?
Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. That's
that's good.
Wow.
That's poetry.
It is.
Should I listen to my hype song before I go to work today?
Are you going to cry?
Maybe.
Pat was describing his hype song to me.
Mm-hmm.
And as he described his Bon Jovi hype song
so
to
ridiculous.
Me, he started to cry.
This is where I live. This is the life I live.
Oh my God.
Did I ever play my hype song?
Oh no.
Guys, find a woman that'll laugh at you. Not with you, at you. You know, you see that meme that says, find someone that looks at you like this person looks at this puppy. Well, find a woman that laughs at you and your hype song and the way you try to live your life as a positive citizen of the planet. This is Bon Jovi with These Two Hands.
Okay.
I could kick your ass. We could take it all apart. Or hold it all together. We'll be right back.
That's my hype song when I go to work. And the reason it's my hype song is because this year I've had like some hand pain, like stiffness in the morning and stuff. And I actually went to a place called Healing Hands Hand Therapy. And that's why I like this song, because the whole job is really with your hands. Yeah. I mean, of course, it's with the money maker right here. My face,
with
smiling.
Face, yeah.
You know, this is what Sandra comes in for.
That's right.
She might also come in for these two hands.
It
who
might,
knows? But we're not getting there. We're not going there. Sorry, Sandra. Sorry. that's my hype song that my wife makes fun of.
I don't make fun of the hype song. I make fun of you crying as you describe the hype song to me. But you didn't cry this time.
I held it together because I don't want my woman laughing at me.
Oh, I'm not laughing
yet
at
again.
You.
Hey, look, yet again.
I've had a...
What's your hype song?
I've had some crying moments this week.
What's your hype song, Leah? The theme song to Jackal?
If I had a hype song... It would probably be something really stupid. So I don't know. It would probably be like some show-toony thing that I keep in my head. Right. I don't know.
Everyone has one. I don't care what
you
say.
I guess they do. Have you had a show yet?
Your personal hype songs?
Your personal hype song.
All right, next time.
Let's do that.
What's your hype song? What gets you going? And I don't mean like, but it's different from like a... I feel like that's like I used to call some songs treadmill tunes.
Right.
But this is something that gets you, you know, hyped up for what you're for the day or whatever.
But that's your work hype song. And there could probably be like a, you know, a family hype song.
Yeah.
Like a starting your day hype song.
Or your
song.
Your first date hype song
or
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell us what the occasion is that it's your hype song for.
Could I be a guest host on that, because then I could think of my hype song, but it gives me all that time.
No, because you make fun of hype songs, so
no,
you can't do it.
This was my idea. Come on.
What if people were crying in their intro?
That's okay.
Then you're going to make fun of me. Baby.
I'm not making fun. I can make fun of the fact that you cry at everything and that this is just another example.
It's a good song.
Bon Jovi.
I know. Bon Jovi is sometimes a punchline, as is Asia.
How about
or
when
Rush?
When Rita left yesterday, and we were so worried because Rita's the one who's really taken this move very, very hard. It's the only house she's ever lived in.
Really, yes. She got here when she was four.
I couldn't talk to her on FaceTime about this without her bursting into tears. And it was actually getting really problematic. I was so worried when she left yesterday for the airport. Mm-hmm. She leaves. Pat hugs her, and he starts to cry. And then I go into the car with her, and I start to cry.
Did she ever cry?
And Rita never cried, and she just looking at both of us like, what is wrong with you?
So speaking of Rita, by the way, you guys are going to hear this episode on the week of the move. So that's why we're recording today. Yeah. Otherwise, there'd be no reason to record. But this is dropping this Thursday, which is what, 6, 7, 8, 9 on the 9th. Now, a week from today, you're listening on the 9th. So a week from today, no, that's not true. I'm getting my...
They're listening on the... Oh, yeah.
Wait, today. Anyway, forget what I said. Forget about a week from the 9th. My appearance on Hollywood Squares drops on January 16th.
Yes.
CBS, 8 p.m. Okay? So tune in and watch it. All I want to tell you is I had an interaction with one of the celebrities. And if they cut it out, I'm going to be so pissed off.
They won't.
Because when I told Rita about this interaction, and it involves Rita... Rita burst into tears.
Like, she was just so happy.
She could not believe it. She said, this is the best thing anyone has ever said. So, I hope it's in. And you'll know what it is. I can't say, I don't think I'm allowed to say.
You're not allowed to talk about this at all.
I was very vague.
Yes,
I said, I'm allowed to say when it's on. I can't say who the celebrity is. That's all I can say. I had an interaction live on the air with a celebrity.
So everybody watch, see Pat be charming. And
I don't know. I mean, I thought I did well, but I could watch and go like, I was too much, or I would, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They want you, by the way, I'm going to tell you this. They want you to smile all the time. all the time, the whole time they're taping. They want you like that. And you look like a crazy person when you do that. You know what I mean?
I didn't get any instruction. When I was on in 2001.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. Did I mention that I won $18,500?
Here we go. Here we go.
The Survivor Africa special. Yeah.
Thank you, Brad Garrett.
No. No, he was my helper, but mm-hmm. I won that money on my own. But anyway, didn't get any instruction at all.
It was ridiculous. Like I thought I was smiling the whole time. Cause like, look, I've worked in reality TV. So I'm like, so I wouldn't smile when the other contestant was talking. Cause I'm like, well, they're not, the camera's not on me right now. Mm-hmm. So I just hold my face in a regular position. And they came out and they're like, yeah, you have to smile. I'm like, I have to smile more than what I'm doing? It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
just right now for 4 minutes, just try to smile and in your head, try to think you're looking normal. So I'm probably looking like a crazy person. All right. Here we go. Here's the next intro.
Okay. Oh, we're still introing.
We have four more songs.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
I thought we were done.
Hello, Rock Solid listeners. Andy Solem from the West Coast of Florida here with my favorite song of 2024. This was extremely difficult to do. I have a favorite song playlist that has about 100 tracks in it, but I decided to go with a Brooklyn band called Wifey, W-I-F-E-Y. They're a young new band that does power pop, alternative rock kind of stuff. They're fabulous. Check out their EP. It's called Just a Tease. The song is Marianne Leaves the Band, and talk about an earworm. Enjoy. The kitchen window licking their wounds. I sit alone with my saxophone, but Mr. S will never play the blues. The music school don't feel as cool. The other girls are mean. But since you quit, we play like shit. I'm jumping shit for the chess team. Marianne finds herself a man, and then the band starts falling apart.
All right. If you like that song and you like power pop music, then you got to listen to Andy's podcast, Pop Fuss. Comes out once a week. You can find it on all platforms. So thank you, Andy, for participating. And that was an earworm. I enjoyed it.
Marianne is one of those names that has shown up in music before, right?
Yeah. 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 Marshall Crenshaw.
Yeah.
Lots of times. Yeah.
That's, you know, name your kid Marianne.
Yeah.
Somebody will write a song about her. There you go.
That was I lost my virginity with Mimi, but her name was Marianne.
Really? Was it?
Yeah.
Mimi
Wirtz is Marianne Wirtz.
Ah.
So her nickname's Mimi. No one has Mimi on their...
I don't know.
No one has Mimi on their birth certificate. I dated another Mimi in high school, but her name was Melissa.
Oh.
But she went by Mimi. So I don't even know where Mimi comes from.
Mimi Wirtz was very cute. I will give you that.
Yeah. I don't date Scrags. That's my favorite word.
I've never even heard that word.
I know.
Scrags.
But you laughed though.
Yeah.
All right. We got three more. Here we go.
Hello, Pat, and to all the Rock Solid listeners tuning in around the world. This is Steve Perry from the Blue Mountains upon Sydney over here in Australia with my selection for this month's show. My favorite song for 2024. And I've looked outside the box this year. No Paul Weller, no The Angels, no The Church. The track that I've gone for is from a little band from Melbourne called Blackbirds FC. The track is Rings Around the Sun. They've released a few singles this year. You can find their stuff on Bandcamp. They are working on a new album as well. Hope everybody has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I look forward to another year of great shows. Thanks for everything you do, Pat. Have a very Merry Christmas to you and your family, and a Happy New Year. And hope all goes well with the move. This is Blackbirds FC with Rings Around the Sun.
Oh, I like a tambourine.
Down into one.
just one more ring around the sun.
I like that a lot. Now, the band is called Blackbirds FC. Does the F stand for the F word and the C stands for the C word?
No.
Because I just made up
a whole... Don't be so base.
I made a whole story up in my head about a guy who, his house, and he bought a brand new car.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, there's a bunch of blackbirds in this tree.
Uh-huh.
And every day, they're pooping all over his car, and he has to wash his car every day.
Uh-huh.
So finally, he goes in to his wife, and he goes... These blackbirds, these fucking cunts.
You can't say that on the show.
Can say whatever I want. It's in the explicit category.
Okay. All right.
So that's my story. Blackbirds FC.
Okay.
That's what it stands for.
All right.
Does it stand for that?
I don't think so.
Steve Perry, you can please email me and tell me what the FC stands for.
Okay.
Also, Steve Perry and everyone else who has wished us a happy and easy move.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
We do. Thank you.
Send the good vibes this week. So that when the truck comes, we're just not like, just throw it away.
Yeah.
We don't want it. Just, we don't need
it. No, I think we have so much support emotionally from so many people. We've been lucky. Mm-hmm. Really been lucky. I mean,
who wouldn't support someone emotionally if they were moving?
Well, I mean,
you're moving? Go fuck yourself.
No, we just
Good luck with that.
I feel very, I don't know. You and I have had a lot of social interactions lately with people that we're saying goodbye to or whatever, and it's just been so nice. So,
what's the word we're looking for?
What?
We feel very...
grateful.
We feel blessed.
Yeah.
What every is time, the word? I'm thinking of another word, though. That's something else. Not either one of those words. No. We said those words.
We said it mockingly. Not mockingly. That we're not grateful and blessed.
Right.
It's just that they're so overused that we...
Yeah. Yeah. What's the word we're looking for? I would just say no complaints. When someone goes, how you doing? I got no complaints.
No complaints?
No complaints. All right. A couple more people. We're almost done. I told you we would do this in under an hour and a half. And right now we're at 1 hour and 13 minutes.
Good. The moving guy's calling. Yeah. So,
did you get a call from him yet?
Rock solid. Dwayne Hoffman here, Columbus, Ohio. The track I've chosen from 2024 is by a metal band named Lucifer. They were formed in Berlin in 2014, and now they come out of Stockholm. And on their fifth album released this year, Lucifer 5, the track I've chosen is A Coffin Has No Silver Lining. Please take it from about the 34-second mark. Thanks, Pat.
That passage of tune.
Yeah. Yeah.
That melody right there.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like something else?
Yeah, a little bit. It might sound vaguely familiar.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds.
I like that song. I like that. That was good. I don't know this band, but I like Lucifer.
It sounds like one of the songs that you listen to
over and over and over, over on a loop. Probably does.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, by the way, you were saying about how I should listen to these albums.
Yeah.
But like for, sometimes I pick like a theme. So right now for January, my hashtag is Duranuary. So I'm listening to all the Duran Duran albums. And then in February, spoiler alert, because of Pilar, it's going to be hashtag Sibruary. So I'm going to play all, I'm going to listen to all songs that feature siblings, like Tegan and Sarah or Heart or The Kinks, stuff like that. So. But eventually.
It's wordplay 25. Mm-hmm. Okay.
By the way, Pilar hates Duran Duran. When I said Duranuary, her face just fell.
God, there's such. They try so hard. They just.
To
always,
be great?
They always annoyed me so much, even in the 80s. I know so many people out there that
the Fab Five.
Love Duran Duran.
You don't like the Fab Five?
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Fine. All right, this is the last one. By the way, I feel like we're some of the, I hope I didn't miss anyone, like Ian Beresford or Jerry Riggs. I feel like some people that usually do this, Maybe they just didn't do it, but I hope I didn't miss anyone. I feel like I didn't.
Well, it's the holidays. People are probably really busy.
Really busy. Stephen Kirsch, when he introduced that Saxon, Madame Guillotine, he was getting his steps in. Could you hear that?
I could hear New Jersey around him.
Yep, he was totally getting his steps in. I hope he was packing heat because New Jersey's dangerous. Dangerous. All right. So this guy, I have it listed as Mystery Man Intro because he didn't give his name.
Ah.
And I went through my emails and I couldn't figure out who this song came from.
Interesting.
So I have no idea who this is. He does not say his name.
Okay, Mystery Man.
Yeah. So it's rock solid Mystery Man. Here we go.
Hi, Pat, and anybody else that is there with him on this podcast. I'm running a bit late, so excuse the quality of the mic and me mumbling. This is my choice for the best of 2024. Lots of good albums this year, a lot of great tracks, but the one I've decided to choose for this particular section is a track by Confidence Man, or Who Knows What You'll Find, which is from their third album called 3 AM, La La La, sort of a return to old school synthesizer pop dance music with a heavy influence from the 90s, and it's just a feel-good album. Not for everybody, but for whoever likes it, go out and grab a copy or stream it. You will not be disappointed. Okay, folks, I only got about 3 seconds to send this off before deadline, so thanks, Pat, and everybody else for a great podcast episode. I can't even talk now on the Rock Solid podcast. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year, and keep on rocking. Thanks, Pat. Take it from the top.
Meet me on the corner of Mastery and Ridley Road. I just moved to London, and I'm taking some time off, so hit me up, okay?
This is different from anything else we've heard today.
It's like a lot of electronic music, right?
Yeah, I'm in a club. I think Madonna needs to record music like this again.
She did.
Did she?
Yeah.
Seems way catchier than her recent music. All right, that was Confidence Man is the band, but obviously the man who did the intro had no confidence because he couldn't give us his name.
And clearly is from New Jersey as well. He sounds just like the other guy from New Jersey.
No.
Yep. Yeah, no. I recognize a New Jersey accent when I hear one. So,
like Joe Piscopo in that Saturday Night Live sketch. Hey, I'm from Jersey. You from Jersey? All right. With that, let's wrap it up. They can find you at onthepage.tv is the website.
Yes.
We are no longer on the Twitter.
Nope.
Either of us. You're on Instagram.
Yeah. At on the page.
At on the page. We are currently on Blue Sky at Rock Solid Podcast, Instagram at Rock Solid Show. The website is rocksolidpodcast.com. It is not updated. Kyle said he needs to revamp some stuff, but you can go there and see many, many past things that are there, but it's not currently updated. And we're also on Facebook. So, you know, the album of the day will be posted on Facebook, Instagram, and Blue Sky. And patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast if you want to be involved in episodes like this. And I've been giving out prizes weekly. Prizes are probably going to be on hold for a few weeks, and again, till I get settled in the new state of North Carolina.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, on so many amazing podcast episodes since 2020, all done up here in this room.
Yes. This is, once the COVID came and we gave up the office, everything, we just moved up here. Everything is, this podcast is always evolving and changing and becoming something a little different, but staying the same. And so hopefully is what will happen in North Carolina as I meet new friends and introduce you to the people, the new friends and new people in my life. And of course, old friends like Mike Siegel and Mike Schmidt and Christy Stratton and Murray and Pilar and everyone will be, they'll just be more Zoom oriented than has been in the past. I never want it to be all Zoom oriented because I think it sounds so great when we're in the room and listening to music together. And I've already invited Dave Schneier and Dave Festini to drive down together once the Rock Room is complete and we can record the Versus episodes in person. We can get a couple of those in the bank.
That'll be fun.
So that will be fun
to see them.
And with that, this was my most played song of 2024. And I did not feature it in the episode with Murray, Mike, and Christy. But this is it, and it's from the singer of my hype song, Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
And the song is Legendary, which at first I thought was kind of corny, and now it still is corny, but I just love it. And I listen to this so many times, like every day, like 5 or 6 times a day, and this is it. So, Pilar,
yes?
Thank you for always sitting in with these, and thank you for promoting a show like Jackal and then hating it at the same time. Thank you for laughing at someone's hype song and someone who gets emotional. These are all such great things to live with on a day-to-day basis. And I am proud that you are my wife, and I'm proud of you for your new job.
Thank you.
As an adjunct professor. Soon to be prof, I hope. What do the students call you? Professor Pilar?
Only in my mind. No, they call me Pilar.
Professor Pilar?
They call me Pilar.
All right.
One of my students calls me Madam, but that's a whole other thing.
Really? Are you Madam Guillotine?
He's from China, so he calls me Madam.
You're Madam Guillotine. All right, everybody, please enjoy from the album Forever, which, by the way, do not like the album that much, but I do enjoy the song. It's legendary. This move is legendary. You are legendary.
You are legendary.
Fuck yeah. Here we go. Remember, you introduce yourself.
Okay. I had to burp.
I'm keeping in.
Oh.
Pilar, stop doing that.
That was not me. That was you.
You lie.
I have never heard you like do the fake burp thing.
That wasn't a fake burp.
That's like a boy thing you never do.
That was you.
You're actually pretty good at not doing those boy things.